Welcome to the Confident Closer Podcast, the podcast where we help ambitious, self-led coaches and sellers unlearn and break free from dated and ineffective sales strategies, master human behavior sales techniques, simplify the sales process, and break through to multi six and seven figures. I'm your host, Ann Keeney, and I'm on a mission to teach high-performing female coaches and sellers how to win at the game of sales using selling techniques that work with human behavior so you can have a bigger income and impact doing what you love with people who love what you do. Because we all know that a business that doesn't make plenty of money is a dying business. So take off those boxing gloves, stop fighting for your sales, because in 30 minutes or less, I'll show you how to pour rocket fuel under your sales, pull in way more profit, and close up to 90% of your sales authentically, humanely, and consistently. Let's get into it. Hey everyone. Okay, in this episode, I want to get a little vulnerable because I want to get really real with you guys. And I want to share the truth, you know, behind scaling. I think that, you know, we have a lot of leaders and influences in the industry that don't talk enough about the truth behind million-dollar businesses, right? Like real success, sustainable success, scale. I think those words are kind of thrown around pretty loosely, to be honest, in this industry. I don't think people understand, you know, what scale is. You know, scale is taking something you've already grown and built that is already working and you're amplifying it. Scale is not, I have this idea or I have this baby business and I'm going to scale it. There's nothing to scale until it's a growing, thriving business, right? So I think people throw these big words around. I also know that you're not reaching seven figures before you reach six, and you're not going to reach six before you, you know, hustle and grind and fail and make a fool of yourself and make a lot of mistakes. There's a lot that goes in, right, to creating sustainable scale, okay, that whatever scale looks like for you. Some of you listening to this, scale in your business might just mean $500,000 a year, you know, $500,000 business. Maybe you just want to have $250,000 business. Maybe you want eight figures or multiple seven, whatever scale looks like for you. There's a level of effort and commitment and a level of sophistication and skills that you have to acquire and that you have to have in order for you to not only reach certain goals in your business, but to sustain it and to be able to thrive in that, right? I think we have a lot of people in the industry who just like to hype up, oh my gosh, you know, I had $1 million year, or oh my God, I had 100K month or whatever. A lot of those people don't share that they don't have that every month or that that's not their profit, right? Like after their very high expenses, they don't even, most of these seven-figure businesses don't even, they don't even profit six figures, right? Like after they pay all their expenses out. Like, you know, a lot of these people claiming all this success, they are, they're not having it consistently. It's not like every quarter, every month, all year long. A lot of them are not. And a lot of them had to do a lot of hustle culture, a lot of trial and error, a lot of testing, a whole lot of failure, a whole lot of grind to even get to that point. But the sad thing is they don't even talk about that. They don't even share that. They don't even tell you. They don't prepare you. They don't prep you for what this really requires and what this takes. That frustrates me in this industry. You know, it just, you look around and it's like, how about you share the good, the bad, the ugly? People are so afraid to share that stuff because then they think, oh my God, if I share that I failed, I won't look like an expert. I won't look like I know it all. I won't look smart and worthy of the thousands of dollars I'm trying to charge. Or I'll look like I'm not as good as I say I am. Or they'll judge me. Or maybe they won't they'll decide to not buy or invest with me and they'll do it with someone else, or God forbid, I'm human and make a fucking mistake, right? Like, God forbid I fail at something. God forbid I fall on my face a little bit. God forbid something flops, right? Like, I pour my heart and soul into something and it doesn't work. Oh my gosh, like, God forbid that happen. I think that there's too much of that going around, and it just creates this very high energy around looking perfect, appearing perfect, like you've got it all together, like you're this alien from outer space that doesn't have turmoil, you don't have failure, you are perfect, you don't make mistakes, you're not human. And the thing is like, humans don't relate to that because humans are humans. So while you're trying to act perfect and flashy, and you're trying to flash big numbers that you may or may not even be creating or experiencing, while we're all doing those things, people don't relate to it because we're dealing with life, right? We're over here dealing with real shit, real life. You know, failure, judgment, flop launches, or content that just doesn't go viral, or lower sales months than previous months. Like, we're over here dealing with the real stuff. Life, hashtag life, because that's like everybody, every day, all day. Life doesn't stop happening to you. And it doesn't stop no matter how much money you make either. And I think that this is just really, really important to kind of tee this conversation up with, because that's the other thing is like, people think, oh, once I make this much money, like, I'm going to be so happy. And that's when I'll hire a team. And when I make this much money, I'll invest in my coach. And when I make this much money, I won't like emotionally eat anymore. And I'll exercise like I'm supposed to. And I'll create more time for myself. And I'll hire the perfect team to help me scale. And my life is going to be so amazing. I'm going to be so non-human once I make this much money. And that is a crock of shit. That is not a thing. No one ever in human life has ever experienced that. It's so far from the truth. And I think that when we have these fake perceptions like this, we are very disappointed when that's not the reality, right? I see this time and time again. We have so many clients who come in our programs and they feel so defeated, exhausted, burnt out. They're on the edge of giving up. Like, they don't even want to run their businesses anymore. They're just like, I can't even do this. Ridiculous. And a lot of the times it's because they had a misconception. They believed that this was going to be fast. It was going to be easy. It was going to be flowy. It was going to be perfect. Everything was going to work just as according to the plan. They weren't going to have failure. They weren't going to have embarrassment or shame or mom guilt or whatever. They weren't going to have any like flops along the way, right? Like no vulnerableness. They weren't going to have to be judged. Like, and then all of that happened. Every single bit of that and some happened. And they were vastly disappointed and thrown back. They felt like, oh my God, I just got sideswiped with reality. And because they weren't prepared for that, it hits their confidence. It really tampers with your mental state. It gets you in a place of feeling like a complete failure. Like, yep, there's no way. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm out, right? I'm not capable. I'm not worthy of this. Everyone now sees my truth. Oh my gosh. Everybody now sees the real me. I totally failed at this. I totally flopped. Nothing went according to the plan. I didn't get any of the goals I said I was going to reach. Oh my God. Everybody sees it because I shared it and announced it and then it didn't happen. All this stuff. And when you just stack that against yourself week after week or month after month or launch after launch, you know, it takes a toll. It takes a mental toll. It takes a spiritual toll. It takes a physical toll, and a mental toll on you. Your whole entire being is disrupted. Your whole entire being is affected by this and impacted by this. And I think that it's just way more important for more and more people, especially those who have a pretty big platform and they have a big influence, I think it's extremely important to talk more about the reality of what this really does look like. I think if you look right now on your newsfeed, like if you were to pull up your phone or pull up your computer or open an email, right? Open a social media platform, all you see is flashy, right? Everybody talking about the good, right? Like all their accomplishments and all their money and all their clients and all their success, and so flowy. Oh my God, so flowy and so easy and so fun. And it's all you have to do is this one thing. And you guys are like sucked into it because a lot of you are in a place where you're like, you've lost the hope of like, well, what the frig else, right? Like, let me give it a shot and let's see. Like, what do I have to lose? Because nothing I'm doing is working right now the way that it used to anyway. So I've got nothing to lose. Let's just keep going down these valleys of shiny, sexy, flowy bullshit, right? And I wanted to kind of tee up this conversation with that because I think it's important. And I don't mind going first. I'm a leader. I don't mind going first and making sure you guys understand I'm not pro-hustle. I'm very anti-hustle. Once I share this little story with you, you're going to understand why. I have no interest in hustling. But do I work really hard? Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, I do. Oh, yeah, I do. Monday through Friday. Yes, I do. Yes, I absolutely do. But working hard probably looks different for me than maybe some of you, right? Like, I think what you define as working hard probably looks different for people, right? Like, I don't think about working hard. I don't think about that as urgency, pressure, checking the box. Make sure I check every box today. I'm such a good little CEO. Like, it's not about checking boxes. Working hard is not about being the person who posts the most. Working hard for me is not about, let me get this post so perfect today that no one in the world could even relate to it. Let me make sure that everything looks good, T's are crossed, I's are dotted. Let me get these posts out about my program and make sure everybody buys, and oh my God, I need people to buy, and oh my God, maybe I should lower the price, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to create a brand new thing today, and I'm going to put that out so everybody buys this, and I hit my sales goal. Like, that to me is not working hard. That to me is dying at my desk. That sounds horrible. That does not sound sexy to me. I would rather have a job or go collect food stamps again, than do any of that. Like, that to me is not working hard. Working hard is serving my champion clients whom I love that are in my programs because they meet my criteria. So I enjoy actually coaching my clients, and that's not always the case. Sometimes you get a bad egg that slips through and you're like, oops, how did you get here? And that's not always awesome. But it's opportunity for continued improvement and growth. But like, working hard for me is making sure that the content I put out is my truth. Making sure there's nothing flashy about it. There's nothing sexy about it. There's nothing, glamorous about my content. And my content's not copy-pasted from anybody else. If you read my content, it's my story. It's my thoughts. It's my beliefs. It's my experience. It's my words. You know what I mean? And that, to me, is super important. And so that's working hard. Working hard is me sitting down and being vulnerable and telling the truth and sharing only from my perspective or my client's perspective. It's being intentional and mindful with the words that I use, but that in a way that is me, right? Like, it's me. This is who I am. Like, if you met me in person, this is how I am. If you were sitting around my dinner table with me and my children, this is how I am. So yes, guys, I do drop the F-bomb all over the place. It's just part of who I am. I don't use it unnecessarily. Like, I'm not just randomly throwing that all over the place. And I do think, there's time and place for that. But it's part of who I am. I get really amped up and excited or passionate about something, and F-bombs tend to come out a little bit, right? I'm also just very direct and straightforward. I'm not your beat around the bush, sugarcoat it, let me be so perfect and prim and proper so that I don't offend people. I don't care if I offend people. That's not my problem. Like, I'm very much that person. If you've been in my world a little bit, you already know this. But if you saw me in person and sitting around my dinner table, I'm the same way. So it's important to me. That to me is working hard. Working hard is being yourself and being very intentional with that and creating from a place of that. It's not like, let me go copy paste emails and let me go scan 300 other posts and emails from all these other people and see what parts of it I can pull into my own stuff because I don't have a voice and I can't think for myself. That's easy. I could swipe copy all day and get a million pieces of content out. Easy. What's hard is being truthful and being vulnerable and being you and sharing that side of you and creating content from that place. That to me is working hard, right? Coaching and serving my clients, leading my team and building my leadership skills. Oh, that's hard. That's working hard. You know, making sure that we're doing the things that we say that we're going to do. That's hard, right? Because it's really easy to just like say it but not do it, right? Like that's 97% of the world. 97% of entrepreneurs never make it in the business. Why is that? Because they don't do what they say they're going to do. They want, but they don't want to do the work, right? And so again, doing what you say you're going to do is hard work. It is. It's hard because it's really easy to just be like, ah, fuck it, right? Like, nah, nobody even knows I said that, so I won't do that today. Like, but people do. And also, even if they don't, like, what does that say about your character? So all of that to say, you do have to work hard, guys. And you do have to put in the effort and you have to be really convicted because it is hard. It's not easy. I don't care who tells you it's easy. It's not. And it's not easy when you make $1 million either. And it's not easy when you make multi-million dollars either. And it's not easy when you make 8 figures either. And it's not easy when you're making $0 either. This is never easy. Business is not easy, guys. That's the thing. The easiest part of business is doing the work you love. Like when you're coaching and serving your clients, right? But like, that's a very small percent of your business. Most of the time, you're running a business. And that's not easy. And everyone is not equipped with the skills and the commitment and conviction and the stability to be able to do that successfully, which is why business feels so hard for so many people, right? Because it's not enough for you to just show up online and serve clients. You have to market. You have to sell. You have to create content. You have to get creative. You have to be genuine, vulnerable, real. You have to be consistent. You have to show up on the right platforms in the right place in front of the right people and say the right things. Like, you know, you have to do your taxes. You have to do P&Ls. You have to track. You have to deal with chargebacks and I want to cancel and I don't want to pay you and I want my money back and pain in the ass clients. And like, that's business. You have to deal with the ups, the downs, the ebbs, the flows, the goods, the bad. That's business. And 97% of entrepreneurs are not equipped to handle that. And I think that that's so critical. Let's talk about, I want to shift, because I mean, I could really have a whole episode, just keep going on that. I want to shift about, I want to share a story with you that I promise is going to be very insightful and very eye-opening, and it ties into everything we just talked about here, right? Here's the thing, in 2020, I actually shut my business down. I had a 7-figure business. I had built it for years. It took me years to get there. I was a very slow learner. I'm perfectly fine with admitting that. I'm not the fastest learner. It took me a long time to kind of get it. So I struggled for like 5 years in my business. I was working 80 hours a week. I just could not. I had the hardest time even making $3,000 a month working 80 hours a week. I just struggled. I had a lot of mental, emotional stuff going on. I just wasn't experienced. I didn't have sophistication. I didn't have any business education, no business maturity. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was on food stamps. I was a single mom on welfare. Like I was living in government housing. Like I just was not equipped with what I was trying to do, right? With what was the skills that were needed and the knowledge. I didn't have it. And then I didn't have the money initially either to invest. That was a mindset thing, but I eventually found right? I created the money, but you know, it took me a long time, and then I finally, I just started thriving. I just started figuring it out and just doing it, right? I made a commitment, like, okay, I'm either going to do this and make it happen, or I'm going to go back on welfare or get a job. Like, there's no one foot in and one foot out with business, guys. If you're not going to invest to get the help you need on things you don't know, you might as well just go get a job, because how are you going to make it? You're not, or it's going to take you years and years and years to do it. Like, you have to understand what you're doing. You're building a business, and a business costs money. Like, it's not free. Like, yes, we have free social media and we have free access to people, but your business is not free. You have to market yourself. You have to build relationships with people. You have to make sure people understand your brand and what it is and who it's for and what you help people do. And like, you have to learn how to run a business. And if you don't have that background and that education and those skills, then how are you going to grow a business or scale a business? You're not, because you don't know how. And I always say that what you don't know is the most expensive mistake you can make in your business. Because if you don't know how to change something, or you don't know what to do differently, or you don't know something, then you're stuck right there until you figure it out. And power, guys, power is giving money to people who've already figured it out. That's what's going to speed up your success. Not sitting in free content and let me download every free thing and spy on everybody and watch everybody and pull, you know, a piece from here and a piece from there and a piece from here and piecemeal your business together. That's not a recipe for success, and no one's ever done that. That is why 97% of entrepreneurs stay stuck and struggle. And it takes them so long to get results because they're not fully invested. They're not because they won't invest in getting help that they need. And they don't want to do the hard work. They want to do the easy stuff. Like, oh, I can create a pretty little Canva image for Instagram. Oh, I can create 7 months of content. Sure. Oh my God, I can plan. I'll put that on my vision board today. Oh, let me create my vision board today. Like, they want to do all the fun stuff because that's so easy and natural to the brain. They don't want to do the hard work, right? And so you have to understand that, you know, you've got to, like, I didn't have those things. I just did not have it. And then finally, I finally started investing in people that were smarter than me, who already figured this out. And that did speed up my success. I've never looked back, to be honest with you. But in 2020, I had this 7-figure business. I shut that shit down. And when I say shut it down, I'm not saying I went on a hiatus and left social media for a few days or for 30 days or whatever. I shut the business down. I let all my clients go. Like, I finished their contracts, obviously, delivered my promise. And then I ended our time. I let my entire team go. I gave them, you know, a couple of months to find other jobs or whatever, like replace, you know, me. I shut my website down. I shut everything down. My business was gone. Goodbye. It had no money coming in, right? I shut it down. And everyone thought, okay, she's either having a mental breakdown or she's having a midlife crisis. But what the heck is, something's going on here. My family, my husband, all of my colleagues, my mentors, my team, my clients, everyone was like, do you need mental help? Like, do you need help? Like, what is happening? And I guess you could say I was having a breakdown, but honestly, I had to shut things down because I had built a business. And at this time I had a mentor for like 3 years, and I was obsessed with her teachings, just everything about the way she taught everything. I was just very obsessed with her. By the way, guys, don't put anybody on pedestals, okay? Stop doing that right now. Stop looking at people that are doing what you want to do, or that are further along than you, or smarter than you, or you think they have it easier than you, whatever. Stop putting coaches on pedestals. They are human just like you. Half of this stuff they promote is a crock of shit anyway. So, like, literally stop doing that. But I coached with this client or this mentor for about 3 years and was obsessed. There wasn't a thing she said that I didn't adapt to. There wasn't a thing she taught that I did not execute to the best of my ability. So much so, right? And I just literally followed her path, and I'm like, I'm just going to build, I'm going to be her, basically. I'm going to build her business. I'm going to build her model. I'm going to, like, I'm just going to be a replication of her. And I lost myself, obviously. That makes sense, right? Totally lost who I was. I lost my values. I lost my morals, my integrity. I didn't really know who I was anymore. I was not in love with the business model. It grew faster than I could manage it. Like, there was no way I could manage the level of growth at the speed it was going. Like, I wasn't equipped for that. And I didn't even want it. I didn't want that. I had 5+ people on my team. I didn't want that. I didn't want a big team. I didn't want to, I was dying at my desk because the strategy was just live launch, live launch, live launch, live launch your life away, basically. Just every time you turn around, I was live launching. And I was live launching every 6 to 8 weeks for 5 to 9 days at a time. So I was on video, right? Imagine, some of you guys are doing this. I was on video for 5 to 9 days, giving, 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 okay? Training my audience to just be freebie seekers and, like, don't buy before this day's with me, right? Like, you have to spend all this time with me before you buy. I was training my audience to just be broke and to be, you know, have to spend so much time with me to make an investment. And I was exhausted and burning out my audience, myself, and my team, because we would launch every 6 to 8 weeks, take 1 week off, come back, do it again, take a week off, come back, do it again, all year. And we did this for 6 effing years, guys. I was dying at my desk. And actually, I physically got sick. I was in and out of the ERs, out of the hospitals, because I was physically just getting sick. There was no life. I was missing dinner around the table with my kids, who are now grown, right? So my kids are now grown up, and I'm lucky if I get one night a week with all of us around the table, because everybody works and everyone's moving out and everyone's living their life now, right? I lost that time that I can't get back. And I hustled and I grinded, and all I did was live in my office. There were days I would get up, I wouldn't even brush my teeth. I'd just go straight, grab coffee, go straight to the office. And I would look at my clock at noon, 1 o'clock, hadn't had a drop of water, hadn't eaten food, hadn't gotten out of that chair, hadn't done anything, hadn't even peed or brushed my teeth yet. And it was like noon, 1 o'clock. And here I was gearing up for a launch or launching, right? And it was working, and financially, right? Like, I had 50+ people across both of my group coaching program. Like, in each of my programs, I had anywhere from 20 to 40 something clients in each program. These are year long high ticket programs. I was filling those programs. We were definitely making bank, and it was working, and I was dying to do it. And then because it was growing and I wasn't equipped, I couldn't handle it. Like, I couldn't serve, the type of clients I was bringing in all the wrong clients, by the way. But my mentor and everyone around you always says, like, don't turn a sale away. Let everybody willing to pay in your programs, right? Like, just, it's a numbers game. Well, I didn't like that because I didn't want all those people. Like, I didn't enjoy coaching all those people. I didn't like all those people. They weren't all qualified. Like, 90% of them were a pain in my ass to coach. And it didn't make me excited to get on the calls. So when I'm selling these programs, I felt such a lack of integrity because, yes, I know I can help my clients get certain results, but I can only help certain clients get those results, not everybody. And we were letting everybody through the doors. And so I ended up having this lack of integrity between what I'm telling you I can help you do and who I can actually help versus who we're bringing in the program. It wasn't in alignment. And so, you know, I just kept kind of plowing through it because I was told to do so, right? It's what everybody did. No business owner out there is going to turn away a sale or say, no, I'm sorry, you don't qualify, even though you have your credit card in your hand. Like, 99.9999% of humans are not going to do that. I'm in that little itty bitty percent where I'm like, I don't give a fuck what you throw at me. I don't care how many credit cards you throw at me today. If I don't like you, or I don't want to coach you, or if I don't believe you're going to win in my program, I don't care what you throw at me. You're not getting through the doors. We took our sales pages. We don't even sell on sales pages anymore. My team and I, we don't do sales calls. We don't get on any calls, actually. We don't send anyone to sales page. You can never buy my programs without a conversation with us. because I learned my lesson. It's not about, like, for me, it's integrity is important, but working with running my business and serving, launching, selling, serving, I want all of that to be done in a way that aligns with me, with my integrity, my values, my morals, my lifestyle, and the way that I want my business to look. And back in 2020, I didn't build my own business. I didn't do anything my way. I just followed to the T what this person taught me and what this person was doing and teaching. And yes, it worked. So that kind of made me think, oh, okay, so I do need to keep doing this because it does work. But the further in that I got, the more money I made, the more clients I signed, the more successful we got at this process, the more and more I died inside. And I don't know any other way to put it. I was dead inside. I had no emotion. I had no passion. I had no integrity. There was nothing left of me. I was like a shell just sitting here, launching, selling, and coaching. And I could not have been more unhappy and more unfulfilled in my life. Like, as far as my business, that was just horrible, horrible when I think back. And it was so bad that in that deep, dark place, I didn't see any other way out of that situation. I didn't know how to get out of it other than I have to shut this down because I can't do it anymore. I can't do this anymore. I don't care how much money I am making. I cannot do this. It's not worth the money. And so I shut it down. I shut everything down. And I went on a hiatus for about a year. Here's the funny thing is I went and I worked with some multi-million dollar coaches and I helped them train their sales teams. I helped them refine their group programs in a way that aligned with them. It kind of sparked a lot for me and it lit me up a little bit because one, I got to kind of reset and shut down from what I was doing that I obviously didn't love, but it allowed me to reflect on how important it was that I trust myself and that I know how to help my clients get results. And I have a brain in my head and I can think for myself and make decisions for myself. And it really allowed me the space to learn to trust myself that I don't need to do this business in any way that anybody says I have to, or in any way that, you know, others are doing it. And yes, you need to learn from people who are smarter than you or know things you don't. Absolutely. And I still do. But the way that I do it differently is I run everything through my own filter. Like, how does that feel for me? Okay, let me see. If that's the way that this works on here because of this, let me find a way to do it that feels fun for me. That to me is how I do things today, is I run it through my own filter because I have a brain in my head and I can think for myself and I'm not an idiot and I trust myself. But it took stepping out of the rut that I was in. And I'm not saying any of you need to shut anything down. A lot of the times you don't need to go to that extreme, guys. You just need to step back for a minute and you have to reflect and you have to get really honest with yourself and really vulnerable with yourself. You have to carve the space out to get really quiet and honest with yourself. It's an uncomfortable, kind of hard place to sit in for a little bit, but in the end it's worth it because you kind of come out renewed and refreshed and thinking for yourself and thinking clearly with a level of confidence and trust in the process. And I had to do that for me personally at that time because I didn't know what I know today. So I wasn't equipped to just like take a step back for a second and reflect. And I could have done that. I could have taken a step back. I could have, you know, met with my team and met with my different mentor. I could have done things that would have allowed me to probably have the same outcome without having to go to the extreme of doing all of this. But I'm sharing that because that's my reality and that's my truth and that's what I did. But in doing that, I went and worked with multi-million dollar coaches. And boy, are they miserable. Boy, are they unhappy, rich people. Their shit's a mess in the back, you know? And a lot of what they say and do in front of the camera is very showish. It's very much a show. It's much different when you get behind the scenes. Much, much different. I work with a lot of multimillionaires, even today, helping them with their sales teams, helping them refine their programs, client experiences. I really good at running group programs at scale, really, really good at sales. No one on the planet teaches sales the way that I do. It's very unique. It's very cool. It's very, very awesome. It's very, very much ethical. I just do things a certain way, right? And so I'm in these multi-million dollar companies helping them do this. And I'm just reflecting and I'm realizing, my gosh, you know, I don't want to work for other people like this. Like, I know I'm good at what I do and I know that I'm capable of this. And I've already had success. I know I can do it, but it has to be different. I have to set standards. I've got to put boundaries. I've got to find alignment and I need to stay true to my integrity, to my values, my beliefs, and the way that I want to run business. And I don't want to die at my desk. I'm sorry, but I'm not in for the hustle culture. I'm not in for dying at my desk. If anyone tells you that the traditional live launch and strategy that everybody's doing and teaching is not a die hard at your desk strategy, they are bullshitting you. They're trying to get your sale is what they're trying to do. I did it for 6 years. It's a diehard strategy. I work with multimillionaires who have done it. They're dying. They're not even getting sales from it anymore. Like, there's so much I could say about this. And the thing is that the way the strategy is delivered and designed, it just doesn't call in what I call champion clients. It just does not. It calls in a few, but it's mostly just all the other clients. It's a numbers game. Everyone that's doing traditional live launching, they're just chasing the numbers. It's not about quality. It's not about ethics. It's not about integrity. It's not about getting the right people in the right place. It's a numbers game. You hit those effing sales goals and that's it. Like, you hit the registration numbers and you hit the sales goals and you do whatever the hell you gotta do to do it. That does not light me up. That does not get me excited. I don't like that. And that is what I refuse to do. Because I did that and it forced me to shut my business down because I couldn't even handle it. I was physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually just sick, guys. Worn out, dragged down, sick, defeated, burnt out, exhausted, everything. So, I want to invite you guys to come learn my lean launch strategy, the way that I've developed, because I think launching is important, right? We are in the online space, we're in the digital space. People do need to hear you and see you and connect with you because that's how people are buying today. They want to connect with you because that's how they feel. Like, they need to see you, feel your energy, hear you. Like, they do need that to have a sense of, okay, let me see if this person could help me, right? It's not enough to just create content today. That's not enough in today's space. Like, Tony Robbins can't even just do that. Gary Vee can't just do that. Like, you can't just do that if you're trying to make sales. If you're trying to get paying clients on social media, you got to do some things different this year and going forward, right? And so launching is a critical component to a business. I mean, brick and mortar companies launch, right? They have launch cycles all the time and they have promotions and stuff. And so it's not uncommon, but I don't think it needs to be with traditional live launching, the way that we have all been taught, the way that you see all the time, right? You know who the people are teaching all this stuff. And I think it's a diehard strategy. It's a die at your desk strategy. It's very launch dependent. It creates a lot of dependency. It creates a lot of freebie seekers. It creates a lot of objections. It creates a lot of follow-up. It creates an immense amount of effort, guys. And you don't get much downtime in between it, or you don't make money. Because you're so, everything is poured so much into that strategy, into your launch cycles, that you don't have enough time in between them to even recoup, let alone evaluate. And it's very launch dependent, it's very exhausting, it's not sustainable. And if you have a team, they're burnt out, they're dying, they're exhausted, they need a break. Your audience needs a freaking break. So the last 9 or 10 months, my team and I have tested and we've been implementing a strategy that is converting higher than any live launch strategy we've ever done. And it's like 90% less effort. In fact, we were already doing 90% of this process in our just day-to-day marketing. So it's such a light lift, guys, right? I feel like traditional live launching is a heavy lift. Oh my God, such a die at your desk strategy. I can't even think of another way to describe it other than die at your desk doing it. Because I feel like you and your team, that's what you guys are all doing. You're dying at your desk to just sustain it. And if you stop for 1 second, you lose sales, right? Because there's no time in between your launch cycles to build a database, a buyer's list, or even train someone on how to do that because there's no time. We're gearing up for our next launch, right? I want to show you a better way to launch. In June, we're going to talk about excellence with group coaching, like delivering it, like selling group coaching, delivering group coaching, scaling group coaching. We're going to get into that next because if you're running the lean launch strategy that we teach, if you're running that, you know, it's a great way to fill these programs, but you're filling them with champion clients, awesome clients, amazing clients, beautiful clients, clients that win, clients that have, they don't need a lot of coaching from you. They're not super needy. Like, there's just things, right? We'll get into that. But I want to invite you guys for now. Come join me. I'm doing a podcast series, right? This is one of the episodes. But we also have a masterclass that we're hosting on the 22nd of this month. When you join our 7-Figure Femme Club, which is just a free club, you get a free Facebook community of curated, not everybody gets in. It's a very, very curated room. You have to qualify to even get in this room. And it's free, but part of it is that you get this access to the monthly masterclasses that we host, all curated content. You're not going to get anything you don't want to hear. It's all high vibe. It's high level. It's all scale type stuff. So again, this is not like a room for newbies. It's a really high value room and space. We do a monthly masterclass every month on curated content that you want, that is top of mind for you, that is helpful and help you going to grow and scale. We have a 5-part, either a 4 or 5-part podcast series every month. You'll get lifetime access to all of those for as long as you're a member. You get access to me and my team in that community. We share a lot of insight, a lot of tips. We share behind the scenes of things. We're just all in. Like, it's a nice, it's a community. It's a club. It's not just a, like, come join the Facebook group. We dump you in there. Like, this is a community. It's a club. It comes with benefits. And so when you join that, you only have to join that one time, and then you'll get texts and emails and Facebook reminders and everything about every monthly masterclass. You'll get a calendar link to add to your calendar for the monthly masterclasses so you never forget. You can pick and choose the topics and things that are interesting for you at the time. You'll get lifetime access as long as you're a member to the previous masterclasses we've had. You'll have the podcast series episodes also. It's all in an exclusive membership for you. You don't need to like scout my, you know, Apple podcast page to try to find these episodes. You don't have to search the internet high and low to try to find the replays of masterclasses. You're going to be in a curated room with other women and CEOs and coaches who are doing what you're doing, right? We're trying to do a lean scale. We want to scale. We want to have a bigger income and impact that is not capped, but also does not have us dying at our desk. We are not the bottleneck, right? The last thing you want is to have a multi-7 or 8-figure business, or even a multi-6-figure business if that's what you want, with you at the brink of it all. You never want to be at the bottom of it all as the bottleneck in your business where everything and everyone constantly relies and depends on you, right? And so a big part of what we're focusing on in this club is that type of content for you guys to help you design a business that you love, do it in a way that just lights your soul on fire, always find a leaner, easier way to do things. We have really great strategies that we think will work really good for you guys. They're easy and flexible for you guys to just make your own and to tweak them and have fun with them and like find a way to do things your way, but without impacting value, integrity, morals, or your sanity, or your health, right? Or your family, or your CEO time and things like that. And you can have that uncapped income and impact with these strategies we're teaching you in this club. Like, you can have that. I promise you can do it. I don't care how horrible it might feel for you right now, or how down in the weeds you might feel, or how defeated or exhausted or burnt out that you might be feeling right now with the things that you're doing, or maybe the way that you're doing them or who you're doing them with, and it just doesn't light your soul on fire. I promise you it can. With small tweaks, it doesn't have to be as extreme as shutting your business down like I did. It can just be these little tweaks. And so I want to invite you into this space because that's what this room is curated for. This is the conversation we're having in there. These are the topics. These are the things we're focusing on in there. And it's designed by you, right? Like, we're going to give you frameworks and platforms and strategies and methodologies and all those beautiful things, but they're so flexible that, and they're so based, by the way, because my background is human behavior. So my specialty is the buy-in brain. So how our brains function as human beings in sales and in buy-in decisions. And when we're making a big, scary decision, right? Like, I specialize in that. So the way that when I teach you guys things, what's sprinkled all throughout it and what's at the foundation of it is ethical selling. It's human behavior strategy, human behavior language, human behavior skill, human behavior energy. And I think that's what makes such a big difference in the way that I teach sales versus the way everybody else teaches sales. And it's beautiful. It's amazing. I would never go back to traditional anything in my life. So in the show notes below or wherever you're tuning into this, there should be a link where you can apply to register for this community, this club, and get all these benefits and just get in this space and in this room and in these conversations and in this energy. That's what we want. If you click the link, it's going to just take you to like a regular like registration page. It's going to ask you some questions. They are required because it's a curated club. You have to meet certain demands to get into this club. And so once you fill that out and submit it, my team and I receive that information. We will review it. And we'll provide you either an email. If you provide your cell phone, we'll text you, but we'll send you notification to let you know if you've been accepted into the club. If you have, we're going to put you in the community. We're going to, get you plugged into, our upcoming masterclass. We'll make sure you have replays of past masterclasses, depending on when you're joining us. Right now it's a new community, so you're coming in, you're kicking it right off with us at the time of listening and recording this anyway, depending on when you're listening to this. But yeah, and you'll get our podcast episodes, which are the masterclass is like a spinoff of that. So on these episode series, we cover kind of like the general sense and a few topics. But then on the masterclass, we put it all together and we unpack it for you. We unpack it so we help you understand it, help you map it out for yourself, and help you figure out what elements, parts, and components do you want to start to replace or implement into your current strategies. This isn't like a, oh my God, I have to start over and add more to my to-do list. The way that we are teaching you these things inside of this club, it should replace a big, big part and percent of what you're doing right now. So you should see increase in results, decrease in effort, and you should see your time collapse and expand a little bit. If you're doing all this stuff right and in alignment and you're not making it complicated, you should see that happen right away. Like, you'll literally be like, wow, I'm getting better results with less effort and my time has opened up. It's expanded. It's collapsed a little bit. Wow, this is crazy. That's what we want, because that is what I committed to when I came back after shutting my business down. That if that was not going to be the case, if I couldn't have that experience, I wasn't going to run a business. And so I worked really hard over these years to create this, this way of doing business and this way of being in my business, so that that could be my outcome. And I don't pay attention to what anybody else is doing. I never, ever invest in mentorship with expectation that that person is going to get me what I want. I don't put coaches on pedestals. I just don't do those things anymore. And everything I do in my business now is from a place of integrity, values, alignment, and what feels right for me. And even though there are definitely things we all have to do in order to create certain types of results in our business, there's always a way to make it fun, to make it work for you, and to make it align with your goals, your lifestyle, your values. There's always a way to do that. Always. So yeah, that's what we're going to be teaching you in this space. So much more, obviously, but I've taken up enough of your time, so I'm going to cap it here. Obviously, we still have some episodes here to cover in this series. But I'd love to see you in the community. I'd love to see you over in the 7-Figure Femme Club. It's definitely die at your desk free. So there won't be any of that. There's no hustle. And if this aligns with you for this year and going forward, and you're just like, you know, I just, I'm ready to declare that. I'm ready to just own that. I'm ready to feel that way in my business too. And I'm ready to get rid of all this other crap that doesn't feel that way. This is a really great place and a really nice space and community for you to step into. And again, it's not, there's no charge to it. So not yet anyway. So yeah, tap a link below wherever you're listening to this, request to join. And I hope I see you on the other side. I hope I see you in the Seven Figure Femme Club. I hope to see you on the monthly masterclass. And I hope these episodes are super insightful and helpful. All right, I'll see you guys soon.
Thanks for listening to the Confident Closer podcast. If you love this episode, we release a new episode every week. So make sure to hit subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. If you're a female coach or seller, I know you would love our Peak Sales Performance Academy program. It is the number one and only year-long sales training program for coaches and sellers to help you increase sales, curve conversion time, and create rapid sales growth using our human behavior sales techniques and strategies. We look at your sales systems, we find the money leaks and plug them to eliminate 90% of objections, curve the time it takes to bring a cold lead from cold to client, so you can see faster sales coming through the door. We guarantee that you will never think, be, or do sales the same again, and you'll never put your boxing gloves on, get in the ring, and fight for your sales. We know how important it is that a business makes consistent sales. So rather you're a coach doing the sales yourself, have a seller that you want trained, or you're a seller listening to this, we will help you peak sales performance in your role while increasing profit, decreasing objections, and closing more sales faster. Send me a message on any of the social platforms that you're on because we are currently accepting new clients, or drop down into the show notes to connect today.